Okay, paragraph Zion. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh bechinas Rosh Hashanah." Everything we spoke about till now, he's going to tie into the topic of Rosh Hashanah. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah nivra ha'olam, dahainu Adam Arishon shehu ikar ha'olam kanal. On Rosh Hashanah, the world was created. What do we mean by the world? We mean Adam Arishon specifically, who is the essence of the world, the essence of creation. We know that factually he was created on the sixth day of creation. The physical world started from Chaf Hei Elul. Ki ikar ha-kovoid wa-yidei ha-odom, as we learned earlier, that the main kovoid of Hashem comes from man. Shebishel zeh nivra koil. And that's why everything was created, for Hashem's kovoid. Ve'ikar ha-odom nimshach minoyam ho-elyoin, kemuvan ba-toyranal. And we know that man comes from noyam ho-elyoin. We had learned earlier that the hoylodo, that a hoylodo, a birth of a human being, is an example of a tremendous hisgalus of the kovoid of Hashem, which means a flow of this noyam ho-elyoin. V'alkein tzrichin lahamshich b'Rosh Hashanah b'chinas ha-noyam. Therefore, every single year when Rosh Hashanah comes around, we have this mission of being able, drawing this noyam ho-elyoin. V'ze nimshach al yedei ha-shoifor shu-bechinas klolius asorim enegina. The way that we accomplish this is through the shoifor, which represents all 10 types of song. The 100 sounds of the shofar, the 100 koilos of the shofar, symbolize the asoro mine negina. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, heitivu nagen bisrua. The Torah refers to the trua, the sound of the shofar, as nagen. Shezeu bechinas noyam, bechinas ne'im zmirois Yisroel. And we know that song, zmirois, is associated with this Noyam Ho'elyon, as we find by Dovid HaMelech, who is called the Ne'im Zmirois Yisroel. The Pasuk connects Ne'im, Noyam, and Zmirois. V'zeh b'chinas olo Elohim b'trua, Hashem b'koil shofar, zamru Elohim zameru, v'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says this Pasuk ties it all together now. Ki trua v'koil shofar heim b'chinas negina v'zimra. Because the sounds of the shofar are the concept of this zimra, this song to Hashem. Shehu b'chinas noyam kana, which is this noyam o'elyon. V'ayin kol ze b'dvoreinu b'hilchas birchas aperois halocha dalet. Rav Nosson Zal says that he elaborates on this topic a few pages earlier in Hilchas Birchas Haperois, Halocha Dalid, which is also based on this same chapter on Likutei Moran. V'alkein koirin b'Rosh Hashanah Leidas Yitzchok. Now you'll understand why the Torah reading of Rosh Hashanah is bedafka the birth of Yitzchok. Of all the important things to lay in on Rosh Hashanah, Aseres HaDibrois, Kriyas Yamsuf, V'zois HaBrocha, Bereishis, there's all kinds of things to lay in. Out of all the different things, what do we lay in? Leidas Yitzchok. Ki Yitzchok hu hoylodo harishoyne b'gdusha kanal. As we explained in the previous year, Yitzchok Avinu was the first one to be born b'gdusha. Shenimshach mi noyam ho'elyoin, who comes from this noyam ho'elyoin, shaydeze ikar his galos kvoida kanal, which is the main revelation of the kovod of Hashem. Ukemavura kol ze b'hilchas birchas haperos kanal, as is discussed elaborately in that hilchas birchas haperos halacha dalid. V'ze b'chinas toikef hadinim shel Rosh Hashanah shetzrichin lamtikon bekama hamtoko is kiyadua. And this also ties into the severe midas hadin on Rosh Hashanah, which were mamtik in a variety of different ways. Ki machmas she'oz tzrichin lo'ira noyam ho'elyoin kidei legalos kvodi yisborach. Because of the fact that on Rosh Hashanah we want to activate that noyam ho'elyoin in order to broadcast the kovod of Hashem in a big, big way, which is how the creation of Adam Arishon of man, which took place on Rosh Hashanah, that's how it happened. It happened through a flow of noyam ho'elyoin, which caused a major, major hisgalus of the kovod of Hashem. Al kein oz boim ha'chovlim l'stakein kanal. Because of this, we know that whenever the Noyam, Ho'elyon, is flowing in a big way, the Chovlim show up to try to get their tikkun. V'gam ki kol pegam ha-Chovlim nimshach mi-chet odom rishon, kemuva b'dvareinu, b'hilchas kibdov v'eim ayin shom. Another reason why the Chovlim show up in a big way on that day specifically is because when on the day Odom Rishon was created, that's when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, which is what introduced all the Chovlim into the world. That's what created all the Machlokes, death, that's what brought death into the world, Sitra Achra, everything. V'chet Odom Rishon hoyo b'Rosh Hashanah. Alkein nesoyer enoz kol toikef hadinim, ki ha-Chovlim hem b'chinas Machlokes, b'chinas dinim koshim. We know that Odom Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas on Rosh Hashanah, and that's what caused major Midas Hadin, which is synonymous with Chovlim. That's their source. They draw from Midas Hadin. V'ze kol avoidas Rosh Hashanah shel hatzadikim lahamtik toikef hadinim. Now, therefore, this is the main avoid of the tzadikim on Rosh Hashanah. They're the ones who are best qualified and most responsible to be mamtik these dinim. Hainu lahamtik ulavatel yenikas ha-choivlim shelo yuchlu lezgaber lekalkel esanim chazushon, which means to sweeten the choivlim so that the choivlim should not be able to damage or harm the ne'imim, the noyam. Chazushon, va'adarabba, but rather just the opposite. Ha-choivlim yistaknu al yidei ha-ne'imim. The choivlim should receive their tikkun through the ne'imim. It's for this reason that we're required to travel to tzadikim for Rosh Hashanah, because they're the ones who are qualified. They know how to perform this tikkun b'shleimus, this tikkun of the noyam and the chovlim, all of this. V'ze b'chinas ma she'holchim al kivrei hatzadikim be'erev Rosh Hashanah. This will also explain the great importance of going to Kivrei Tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, ki histalkus hatzadik hu benoyam hu elyon, because we know that when a tzadik passes away, he passes away into the noyam hu elyon. Kimavur shom behilchas birchas haperes hanal, as is elaborated on in Hilchas Birchas Haperes, halacha dalit. We know there's a pasuk, kvoid elokim yasfeko, that kavyochel, when a tzaddik passes away, he's gathered into the kvoid elokim. Kvoid elokim, we said, is this noyam ho'elyon. Ki yesh avoida gedoyla be'inyin ze l'sakin b'chinas ha'chovlim. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, this job of correcting the chovlim, fixing up these chovlim, is a major high-level avoida. Ki kol ma shemamshichim he'ora yoyse menim ho'elyon yoyse. Boim choivlim mekukolim yoiser v'yoiser le'estakein v'yicholim ligrim kilkul yoiser chasashon. Rav Nosson Zal says, because the rule is, whenever you're drawing energy or light from a higher source of noyam ho'elyoin, automatically a higher level of choivlim show up to be able to get their tikkun, and therefore there's the major risk of them chasashon doing harm. Alkein tzrichin lozet tzadik godoil b'mayla ma'oid ma'oid. Therefore, this requires a very, very great tzadik sheyochoy lahamshich minoyam o'elyon b'tachlis ha'mayla, who's capable of drawing from the highest, highest source of noyam o'elyon v'lo yifkoim shom kechut ha'sayra, and he won't do any harm, he won't cause any damage in the process of his trying to draw from a very high level of noyam. How does he do that? What's the prerequisites for that? Ki zikei chatzmoi mitaiva soilom hazeh betachlis. We're talking about a tzaddik who has purified himself from all the pleasures of this world to the highest degree possible. Ve'ein loy shum negia kol shu b'shum nidnu taiva boilam. And this tzaddik has no part whatsoever in any iota of the physical desire, the pleasures of this physical world, which all come from this noyam ho'elyon falling, a yerida of this noyam ho'elyon falling into the wrong hands, in a sense. A misplaced noyam, a misplaced sweetness. ואין מי שיוכל לעלויס בשלמוס לנוים הועליון לסכן החויפים, כי אם מי שהוא נוקי לגמרי מפגם הנעימוס, and therefore, the only one who's capable of going up to so high a level of noyam hoelyon in order to be mesaken the highest level of chayvim is a tzaddik who is 100% pure from any of the sweetness of oilam hazeh. Ve'ein lo shum histaklus bozeh oilam kanal. A tzaddik who doesn't look at this oilam agashmi whatsoever. It doesn't play any role in his life. He has risen above all the physical pleasures of this world. Vehu zoichel ne'imus nitzchi. This tzaddik is zoiche to eternal sweetness. Bebechinas ne'imois bimincho netzach. Netzach. A ne'imus of netzach. Sheshom ein magia shum pegam klal. Where on that high level, there is no defect. There is no pegam whatsoever. וזה בחינס השויפר של ראש השונו, שהוא כולל מכל העשור מיני נגינו, שהם כלל הנעימוס הועליון. And this is the concept of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, where the 100 sounds of the shofar are koilel, all aspects of this noyam hoelyon. Ki koil ha-shofar chozok ve-govoya ma'oid ma'oid. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us, the sound of the shofar, the power of the shofar is very, very great. Ve'yeshloi koyach la'alois lamalo lamalo ulo'ire tachlis hanoyam ha'elyon anal. And the shofar has the power to reach way, way, way high up to the highest levels of noyam ha'elyon and activate things there. Sheshom nistakein hakoil, where from that high place it's possible to correct everything. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says by Matan Torah, vayhi koil hashofar choylech v'chozak moed. The sound of the shofar was very, very powerful. Uchsiv, and there's another pasuk that says v'koil shofar chozak moed. שכל השופר חוזק מאוד שיש לו כוח לסגבר ולהמתיק ולבטל כל החויבלים. The sound of the shofar is a very powerful thing that has the ability to correct all aspects of the choivlim. מח מה שיוכל לאור את תכלס הנוים הועליון באופן שלא יוכלו החויבלים לקלקולים כנל. Because the shofar has the ability to turn on the highest level of noyam hoelyon in a manner that the Chayvlim shouldn't be able to mess up in any way whatsoever. Aval tzrichin laze koyach hatzadik hagodol mo'oid. However, this requires the power of the greatest tzadik, shepiresh atzmoi mikoil v'koil, who has separated himself from all the physical pleasures of this world. Minefilas hanaimus shenofal azeho ilam lechol atayvus kanal. From the sweetness, the pleasure, which originated in a very, very high spiritual place and fell down into this world and cloaked itself in the physical pleasures of this world. Umachmas she'ein shchiach ato tzadik kozeh shiegodol b'mayla kozeh. And because of the fact that nowadays we don't necessarily have tzaddikim, physically living tzaddikim, that are on such a madrega. Al kein tzrichin leilech velisa al kivrei tzaddikim hamuflogim b'maylo shezochel zeh. Therefore, we need to go to the graves of those tzaddikim who are on the highest level possible, who were zeche to this kind of level. And this is the importance of going to Kivrei Tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. V'zehu Ashrei Ho'om Yoidei Serua. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain this pasuk that we say when we introduce the shofar blowing on Rosh Hashanah. Ashrei Ho'om Yoidei Serua Hashem Bo'or Ponecho Yehalechun. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the word. Yoidei Serua. It doesn't say Toikei Trua. Fortunate is the nation who blows the Trua. It says fortunate is the nation which understands the Trua. Yoidei Daiko. Sheyecholim Lo'oirer Hamoichin Al Yedei Trua V'Koil Shofar. Meaning that the Shofar is related to Moichin of Kedusha. We're talking about those people who know how to use the Shofar to activate the highest level Moichin of Noyam Oelyon. דהיינו שיכולים להגיע עם התרועה וכל שופר עד תכלס נוים הועליון, meaning they have the ability through the sound of the shofar to reach all the way up to the highest level of noyam hoelyon shemishon ikra hadas vahamoichen kanal, which is the source of moichen, of seichel dikdusha. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Hashem ba'oyer ponecho yehaleichon. Ze bechinas oyer haponim. This refers to the oyer haponim, which we referred to in the previous year as the emes, the light of emes, the light of the Noyam Hoelyoin, Shehu Bechinas Soivas Samochois es Ponecho, Neimois Bimincho Netzach. This refers to a powerful light of the face, Kaviochel, of the face of Hashem, that's associated with Simcho, Soivas Samochois es Ponecho, and that's associated with this Neimois Bimincho Netzach, this eternal Neimus, sweetness. Vezehu, and this is why the Pasuk continues, Uvitzidkoscho yorumu. The pasuk that we say afterwards, ki siferes uzomayoto uvertzoncho torum karneinu, and then we say a pasuk which finishes with these words, bitzidkoscho yorumu. Rav Nosal says, note, we stick in the word tzidkoscho there, tztoko. Bitzidkoscho daiko, ki ikar hatikin al yedei tztoko. Because the main, in order for this tikkun to take place between the chayvlam and the neimim, you have to prepare a keli, we mentioned earlier. In order for that noyam hoelyon to be able to flow, it has to have what to flow into. You have to create a keli, and what creates the keli is tztoko. Shaydezena se kli lekabel hashpoas hanoyam hoelyon. Tztoko is what creates the keli into which that noyam hoelyon can be received. Kama shekos of Shomba Torah now, as is explained in the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on. This is why Klal Yisrael is accustomed to giving extra tzedakah during Elul, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. They buying Aliyahs on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, all of this additional tzedakah, more so than other days in the year. In order to be able to draw the flow of this Noyam Hoelyon, which comes when you have that keli, which was created through tzedaka. V'ze ikar ha-tshuva shel Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yemei tshuva. This is the essence of the tshuva of Rosh Hashanah and all 10 days of tshuva. Ki kol ha-chatoim nimshochim al yidei ha-choivim kanal. Because we learned in the previous year that all averois are choivim. You remember we quoted the pasuk in Nehemiah, chovo il chovalnu. So averois are chovlim. These chovlim were initiated by the first avera, where Adam, Arishan, and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. When did that happen? On Rosh Hashanah. So every single year on Rosh Hashanah, we're involved in being mesakein the pigam of Adam Arishan, which is the root of all of our averois, of all the subsequent averois in the world. And the whole process of tshuva is the process of being able to activate a tremendous flow of light, of seichel dikdusha, of moichin, of noyam hoelyon, and that should flow with enough power to be able to defeat and correct all the chayvlim, all the averois, to be able to be mesakein all the averois, either to erase them completely or to convert them to mitzvahs. We know that tshuva meyira erases sins. Tshuva me'ava causes the sins to become converted to mitzvahs. Paragraph Ches. Just before we leave this for a minute, we mentioned earlier that that chayvlim is toikef hadin. And we're trying to sweeten that din through this noyam hoelyon, through this sweetness, this heavenly sweetness. The Arizal says about the shofar a lot of things. He says a lot of things about the shofar. But let's just touch on two things which will give a little clarity here. The shofar is hamtokas hadinim. The blowing of the shofar causes tremendous hamtokas hadinim. In the shofar itself, we see all facets of din, number one, because we know the midas hadin, the root of the midas hadin, is Hashem's name Elohim. Hashem's name Elohim is Bigimatria 86. That's the peivav of the word shofar. We know that Hashem's names take on two additional forms. There's the milui, where you write each letter as if it were a word. For example, in the name Elohim, we would write the Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei. The Lamed, we would write Lamed Mem Dalet, and so on and so forth. When we write Hashem's name Elohim B'milui, it has a numerical value of 300. That's the Shin of Shofar. There's another form that's used in names of Hashem, which is called Achorayim, where we write a letter, then we go back to that letter and add a second letter to it, then we go back to the first letter, add two additional letters to it, and so on and so forth. For example, Yud, Yud-Kei, Yud-Kei-Vav, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. This is called Achorayim, always going back to the beginning. So the Arizal says that the Shem Elikim Bachorayim, Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed Hey, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud, Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem is Begimatria 200, exactly. So that the word Shofar is the name Elikim in all its three forms. Peivov, the Poshut, the Achorayim, and the Milui, showing that this is all of me, I'm holding all of Midas Hadin in my hand, and I'm going to be Mamtikit. And you'll observe, the Arizal says, when the Baal Tekea blows, what happens to his face? Turns red. His face turns red. That's the Hisadmus Pnei HaTekea implies, again, that this Midas Hadin is being Nislabesh in him in order for him to be Mamtikit, in order for him to sweeten it. This is one explanation. A second explanation showing how the Shofar has both in it. It has the Din and the Hamtokas Hadin. We know that in the writings of the Arizal, in the Zohar Kodesh, it says that one example of Midas Hadin within the Aleph Beis, we have different types of letters. Within the Aleph Beis, there are five letters specifically which appear twice. They appear in one format when they're in beginning of a word or in middle of a word. They appear, they look differently when they close a word. In Yiddish, it's called Schloss. Those people who have children in Cheder, they know Schloss Mem, Schloss Chof. Schloss means to close. Or they call it Endemem, Endenun, there are five letters, Mem, Nun, Tzadik, Pei, Chof, which appear differently when they close a word. These are called Oisiois Stumois. And the Sifrei Kabbalah explained to us that these letters represent Midas Hadin. Because Midas Hadin means to close, to be mitzamsim. Chesed is poiseach, to open up. The Arizal says, the Sifrei Kabbalah say, that these five letters, Mem Nun Tzadik Peichov, have a numerical value of 280. Par, Peiresh. And these are called the Par Dinim, the 280 measures of Din. And this appears in many, many different places in the Torah. The concept of Pora Aduma, the Pur that Haman made, the Pur of Purim. The Arizal discusses this elaborately and shows how this appears in many, many different places in the Torah. So now, regarding our Shofar, the word Shofar is made up of two parts. The second half is the letters Peiresh, which is these 280 dinim. The first two letters, Shin Vav, make abigamatri the word Dvash. Dvash, which we eat on Rosh Hashanah, Tapuach b'Dvash, Dvash is honey. Dvash is Noyam Ho'elyoin. Dvash is what we're using to sweeten these pardinim. So that the Shofar has this Shin Vav, which is the Dvash, which is Mamtik, the pardinim. In addition, those letters Shin Vav are bigimatria Av Horachamim, which we say throughout Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, Mi Chomoicho Av Horachamim, Zoicher Yetzurov L'chaim Barachmim. The two words, Av Horachamim, are bigimatria 306 exactly, which is the Shin Vav of Shofar. So the Arizal shows that in Shofar, you have the Av Horachamim, or the Dvash, being Mamtik, the Paradinim, correcting this Paradinim. This is tied into our discussion. We're talking about Noyam Ho'elyoin. We're talking about the 100 sounds of the Shofar and the Hamtokas Adinim. You see that this is all tied together. All of this is one. Now we go into Yom Kippur. And in Yom Kippur again, you notice that Peivov in the middle, that Midas Hadin, and that Reish. The Chof refers to Keser. It's another issue, not for right now. The question was raised that Rav Nosson Zal said on the Pasuk Ashrei Ha'am Yoidei Serua, that Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes Yoidei Daiko, that one of the main missions of the shofar is to be Ma'oira Moichin, to activate Moichin of Kedusha, a flow of Moichin of Kedusha, which is coming from this Noyam Elyon. The question was this: don't we usually say that the shofar is supposed to go into our hearts to awaken us with fear of Hashem, to inspire us for tshuva? The answer is they both go together. The Chachma and Bina, the Moyach and the Lev, the whole concept of Tefillah is a concept of uniting the Moyach and Lev. The Pasuk says, V'yodato hayoim v'hashevoiso elevavecho ki Hashem olakim b'shem ha'manatz. The whole process of coming close to Hashem begins with learning Seichel, and flows, having the seichel alone, the moichin alone is nothing. It's moving that into the heart, where you have the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, translating that into hirhurei tshuva, into an inspiration of tshuva, and always trying to combine those two, chachma and bina. The Zohar HaKadosh calls them train reyin doloy misparshin. These are two inseparable friends, yud and kei, chachma and bina, moyach and leiv. And that's the whole concept of tefillah, that in tefillah it's so critical that a person try to unite these three, the moyach, the lev, coming out of the mouth. That the words coming out of my mouth should be locked into my moyach and my heart. Question was raised that Rav Nosson Zal uses the term going to kivrei tzadikim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where it seems that, for example, some of the Breslover Hasidim go to Rabbeinu Zal's kever, Rabbi Nachman's kever, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and some choose not even to go to any other ones, just to stick to that one. One answer to that is that one of the reasons why Rabbi Nachman chose to be buried there is because there are another 30,000 Kedoshim buried with him. That cemetery, that place where he chose to be buried, was a place where people who were murdered in a horrifying pogrom. And we believe, Be'emunah Shleima, that that's one of the major, major powers of that site, the fact that Rabbeinu Zal is among these 30,000 Kedoshim there. So in essence, it is Kivrei Tzadikim, for sure. Rav Nosson Zal said, before he passed away, he said to his Talmidim, that if you'll want me, I'll be by the Rebbe. He said, in addition, anybody who visits my kever in Breslov, I'll do them a toiva. But he emphasized, my main address, my mailing address, my email address is one Belinsky, is with Rabbeinu Zal. So we believe that that's not just one kever, that's a place of kivrei tzadikim. In addition, Rav Nosson Zal here is writing to the world, and he's quoting the halacha as it appears in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, the wording in Shulchan Aruch is that the custom is to visit kivrei tzadikim. No, that's the term. It doesn't have to be a plural, Now, paragraph Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Yom Kippur. Now we're going to tie all of this into Yom Kippur. She'oz ikar gemar shleimus hatikun shel kol hachatoim she'nemshoch ma'alidei achoivlim. Yom Kippur is when we really complete and finish the tikkun of all sins which were brought about through the choivlim. Ki oz hu slichas avoinos. Yom Kippur is when the sins are forgiven. Ki b'yom ha-kippurim oilim ad habina ki yodua. Because in the words of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Arizal, on Yom Kippur a Jew goes up to Bina. We know that the physical world was created in 7 days, and usually we refer to the physical world by the number 7. It corresponds to the 7 lower midos of Hashem. When we talk about leaving the physical, going into Olam Haba, that's called the 8th level. That's Bina. On Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that we are like Malachim. We don't eat, we don't drink, no women. We become like Malachim. We all dress in all white. We're like Malachim, which means we're going up to Bina. It's Bechinas Olam Haba. It's as if we're not in the physical world. We don't have to eat. We don't have to drink. We're in shul all day. Mamish, we become like Malachim in a sense. Ubina hu Bechinas Noyam Hoelyoin. And we know that Bina is associated with this Noyam Hoelyoin. Kemuva Biksovim, as is brought in the writings of Yarizal. Ki Noyam Bigimatria Kuf Samach Aleph V'chulu Ayin Shom. Look in the writings of the Arizal. We know that one of the main names of Hashem that's associated with Bina is the name Eke, Aleph Hey Yud Kei. This name of Hashem, the Zohar Kodesh Arizal tells us, has three different miluim, three different ways that it can be spelled. The letter Hey in its milui can be spelled Hey Aleph, or Hey Hey, or Hey Yud. Depending on how you spell the Hey, in the name Ekia, that letter Hey appears twice. Aleph is always spelled the same, Aleph Lamed Pei, which is equals to 111. Yud is always spelled the same, Yud Vav Dalet, which equals 20. The Heys can be spelled one of three ways, which give us one of three different gematrias for Ekia. The smallest one is Kuf Mem Gimel, 143. The next one is 151, which is Bigimatria Mikveh. And the highest gematria of Ekia, when the Heys are spelled Hey Yud, is Bigimatria 161, which is Noyam, Nun Ayin Mem, with the Koilel. So that Noyam, the word Noyam, has the same gematria as one of the highest milui of the Shem Ekia, which is associated with Bina. V'ze b'chinas ha-tainas ha-kodosh shel Yom HaKippurim she-tzrichim l'sanos bo b'hei-inuyim. This is related to the five types of suffering that we accept upon ourselves on Yom Kippur, five abstentions. U-be-erev Yom Kippur tzrichim l'echoyah. Whereas on Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat specifically. V'ze b'chinas ha-tainas ha-kodosh shel Yom HaKippurim she-tzrichim l'sanos bo b'hei-inuyim. I'm sorry. Ki ikra habriya hoiso bishvil kvoido yisborchana. Going back to the beginning. The main reason for Hashem creating the world was his kovoid. Ve ikra kovoid huayde odom daiko. The greatest degree of kovoid given to Hashem is given to him by man, odom. Shebishviloi nivra koil, for whom everything was created. V'alkein ikra kovoid nimshach al yedei hoylodo shenimshach minoyim elyon. Therefore, the highest degree of kovoid is generated when there's a hoylodo, when there's a birth, which comes from this noyam hoelyon. Ki rak bishvil zeh bor Hashem yisborach ha-soylam. Because it's only for this that Hashem created the world, for his kovoid, for this noyam hoelyon. Ki rotzo sheyale kvoidoi mibnei odom hatachtoinim sheyeshlem bechira. Because Hashem wanted to be able to receive kovoid from human beings who have bechira. And that's the ikar kovoid of Hashem, much more so than malochim or trees or everything. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, vioviso sehilo megushe ofor umikrutse choymer. Hashem desires praise. Praise means honor, respect. Migushe ofor, from those who are created from dirt. Mikrutse choymer, from those who come from physical matter. Kama shekosu v'atmur zal kam upon him, as Rabbeinu Zal writes several times in the Likutei Moran. V'alkein ikar kvoidoi kishenimsha choylodo al yedei hashpoas hanoyim. Therefore, the greatest kovoit Hashem is generated when there's a hoylodo that's brought about through this hashpoas hanoyim. V'ze klal. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, now this is a rule. Shekol hatanugim v'ho'avois shel ze hoylam kulam nimshochim v'nishtalshelin mini'imo yisraelion. All forms of pleasure and sweetness of the physical world that we live in all originate from this Noyam Ho'elyon, this spiritual address in heaven called Noyam Ho'elyon, this source of heavenly sweetness. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofis Uma Noamt Ahavo Betanugim. So that all the Ta'anugim and all the Ahavois all come from this Noamt, from this Noyam Ho'elyon. V'zeh kol avoidas hatzadikim she'ein mekablam liatzmon klal mimesikus uneimus shel zeh hoylam. And this is the essence of the avoida of the tzadikim, that they work on themselves to get to a level where they are not deriving any pleasure whatsoever from the physical pleasures of this world. Rak he meshabrim kol ataivois, but rather they destroy, they eliminate all their physical desires. Umalin kol hanimus l'sharosho ho'elyon l'noyam ho'elyon. They elevate that sweetness to the noyam ho'elyon. They're always connecting it to that noyam ho'elyon. I once saw in one of the Svarim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, he brings this item. I think one of his students asked him, what should a person do? What should a person think when he sees a beautiful woman? This was, you know, for a moment, that, what the Satan wants to throw what he's going to think. What should the person think? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said that what to think is that beauty, that comes from Hashem, that's something from Hashem. That's Noyam Ho'elyoin that was Nizgashem in this physical form. But it's a spiritual item. It's not a physical item. The physical item is a piece of meat. You go into a butcher shop, you see a slab of meat hanging on a hook. You're going to get attracted to that. That's going to be mevalvel your moyach. A person has to be able to draw a dividing line between these two things. That there's the physical item, which the Yetzer Hara uses to twist and to chas shalom, to be machshel a person, all kinds of bad thoughts, all kinds of bad things. And there's knowing what this really is. That this is really an aspect of Hashem. Therefore, it's an item of Kedusha that a person has to be extremely careful not to defile by going the wrong way, by swinging the wrong way with it, chas v'shalom. And this is the highest degree of respect for Hashem. Kishahaben Odom Sheboze Hoilam Meshaber is called Havoisov Umala Hakoil Noyam Hoelion. When a physical human being who's living in this physical world is Zoicha to be able to destroy, to overcome, to master, to control all the physical desires and elevate it to a spiritual item, where it's Noyam Ho'elyon. To him, it's Avodas Hashem. I remember my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, when he taught the halachas of marriage to a couple, his opening statement was that we're going to be discussing laws of the Torah now, and just as we would be discussing the halachas of tzitzis, how you make tzitzis with 8 strings, and we're going to be discussing another chapter in Halacha, which deals with the physical relationship between men and women. Our attitude has to be that this is tzitzis, it's the same thing. It's Avodas Hashem. This is a Halacha, this happens with strings, this has it. But that the person should tie it all to Hashem. He realizes everything he's doing it as Avodas Hashem. Not for personal pleasure, not for personal power or anything like that. He's doing it as an Oved Hashem. V'alkein ha-Talmud Chochom osur lehisanois. And it's for this reason that the Gemara says, as a general rule, a Talmud Chochom is not allowed to fast. He's not supposed to be fasting stam. As the Gemara says in Tainus, Hai bar be'rav de Yosef betanisa, a Talmud Chacham who fasts, chas v'shalom, let a dog eat his tefillah. The Gemara gives a very harsh curse, chas v'shalom. Why? On a pshat level, the Gemara there is talking about a Talmud Chacham needs koyach to learn Torah. The Torah weakens a person. A person needs strength to be able to learn, to be able to do mitzvahs, ma'asim tovim, and a Talmud Chacham, especially if he's going to be teaching Torah, he needs tremendous koyachos. If he's going to fast and be weak, and as a result, that's going to harm his Torah, that's no good. Obviously, there are exceptions to this rule. There's all kinds of exceptions. But there is such a concept in Yiddishkeit of a Talmud Chacham being careful to guard his body, his health, and to be strong, that he requires strength for Avodas Hashem. Ki Hashem Yisborach roitze bekiyum hoilam. Because Hashem wants the world to exist. Hashem wants people to live. And it's mandatory, it's obligatory to draw this Noyam Ho'elyon into the physical items of this world, into the food and drink and all the physical pleasures of this world. Shehem Kiyum Ho'elam, which is how the world exists, how a person lives. If a person doesn't eat and drink for enough time, they die. And to be able to withstand the temptation, to be able to pass the test, not to allow himself to be drawn to the bitter sweetness of this physical world, a sweetness which results in bitterness and sin and suffering and destruction, chas v'shalom, but rather, but rather to purify himself by following the laws of the Torah, the mitzvahs of the Torah, and to be able to connect that sweetness to its heavenly source, to the Noyim Elyoim, Iker Kvoido Kanal. This is the Iker Kvoido of Hashem. Avul Yom HaKippurim, Hubechina. Okay, that's on regular days. Avul Yom HaKippurim, Hubechinas, that's in the physical world. What we said till now was describing the physical world. But on Yom Kippur, we ain't in the physical world. Avul Yom Kippur, Hubechinas Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is one day of the year when we leave this world to a degree. We go into Olam Haba. She'ein boy lo yachilo ushtia. Ki Yom HaKippurim who train. Imo ubrato salken kechodo kemuva bezoyer hakodesh b'kitzvi arizal, because on Yom Kippur the Zoyer HaKodesh says both shchinas, the upper shchina and the lower shchina, which are referred to as mother and daughter kaviyochel, which correspond to the two hays of Hashem's name yud kei vav kei, the first hay, the second hay, both of them experience a major aliyah on Yom Kippur. Ki imo ubrato zebchinas noyam hoelyoin vahakovoid. Rav Nosson Zal, this is one of the places where Rav Nosson Zal clarifies certain Kabbalistic concepts that appear in the right Kitzvei Arizal, Zohar HaKadosh. He brings it down for us to be able to understand it better. Because what the Zohar HaKadosh refers to as mother and daughter, Bino and Malchus, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ze Bechinas Noyam Ho'elyoin V'Hakovoin. In our terminology, Noyam Ho'elyoin is Bino, Kovoid is Malchus. Ki noyam ho'elyoin ze bechinas bina. Rav Nosson says noyam ho'elyoin is bina bechinas aim labino tikra. We know because there's a pasuk initially aim labino tikra that bina is called the mother, and the mother is that item called that noyam ho'elyoin, the source of ho'ilada, the one who gives birth is the mother. V'hakovoid hu bechinas malchus. Kovoid is synonymous with malchus. Shehi brato, which is the daughter, what the Zohar Kodesh refers to as the daughter, the bas melech. Kamoi shekosuv, kol kvoido bas melech penimo. So we see that the bas is associated with malchus. The daughter is malchus. Vehein bechinas nomi verus. Rav Nosson Zal says this is tied into, in the Megillah of Rus, where we read about two righteous women, Nomi and Rus, whom the Sifrei Kabbalah explain, they symbolized these two shechinas. Nomi was the upper shechina, and Rus was the lower shechina, from which came forth the Malchus, Dovid HaMelech, Moshiach. Nomi ze bechinas noyam ho'elyon. Nomi represents that heavenly noyam. Verus hu bechinas kovoid. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says, lo manikra shmo Rus. Why was she called Rus? Sheyotza mimenu Dovid, sherivo l'akadosh baruch hu b'shios l'shbochis. Because from her came forth Dovid HaMelech, who praised Hashem with his songs and praises. V'David hu bechinas kovoid. We know that David HaMelech is the essence of kovoid. Bechinas melech ha-kovoid. U'begolus ha-nemar, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, so long as Klal Yisrael are in golus, the pasuk says, v'teilachno shtehen yachdov, that Nomi and Rus went together. Shtehen is shtehein, the Zohar HaKadosh says. The two heys go together, the bina and the malchus, the upper shechina and the lower shechina. U'biyom HaKippurim, whereas on Yom Kippur, Salkin Kechoda. On Yom Kippur, both of these experience a major aliyah. Hainu ki Yom HaKippurim u'bechinas Olam Haba, because Yom Kippur is a concept of Olam Haba, she'oz ein tzrichin she'yala ha'kovid l'sharoshoi al yidei she'yislabesh ha'noyam ba'avoy shel zeh ho'ilam kanal. Yom Kippur is Olam Haba. Yom Kippur, we don't need that the kovid should be elevated by the noyam being drawn into physical pleasures of this world. Ki zehu rak bo zehu olam. That's only when you're in the physical world. That's the way things have to operate. That the noyam olyan flows into the physical pleasures, and by eating something bigdusha, making a bracha on it the right way, and eating the right amount, and eating it l'shem mitzvah, by doing all of these things, you reconnect the physical pleasure to the noyam olyan. avalosid lovoi, whereas in the future, yiskayim v'niglo kevoid Hashem. In the future, the kevoid of Hashem will be revealed in a much, much, much bigger sense. V'oz nuchal lahalois hakovoid al yidei hashpoas hanoim bi'atzmoi b'li sheyislabesh ba'avoi shel ze'olam. Then, we're going to have the ability to elevate the kevoid of Hashem through a flow of this noyam ha'elyoin, without getting involved in any physical things, any food or drink, without getting involved in any physical pleasures whatsoever. V'zeh b'chinas Yom HaKippurim. This is the concept of Yom Kippur, she'ein bo'y lo yachila v'lo yishtia, ki hu b'chinas Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is an aspect of Olam Haba, ki oz brato salko ad ima. On Yom Kippur, the daughter rises up to the same level as the mother. She'hakovoid oile ad hanoyam b'li hislapshus b'avoy shezeh oylam. The kovoid, which is malchus, goes up, up, up to Bina, to the mother, without having to include any physical things of this world at all, without having to be nislabish in food or drink or anything like that. V'oz nistaken hakoil. When that happens, everything gets its tikkun. And this is why the Gemara says that the word hasoton, the Gemara says in Yuma, the word hasoton is bigamatria 364. 364 days a year, he has the ability to prosecute. One day a year, he's out of business. He's gone. Chofesh. Which day? Yom Kippur. Ki oz nizbatel yenikas kol hachoivlim. Because on Yom Kippur, the source from where these choivlim draw from is shut down completely. Ki nikosom rak mi pegam hakovoid. Because as Rabbeinu Zal had explained in Likut Imran, how do the choivlim draw? When there's pegam hakovoid, that's when they're able to draw power. Shenifgam ayde shepoigmim bahaneimus shemislabesh bazehoilam. How does there become a pigam in kovoid? When a person is poigim in the physical place, in this neimus, that's nislabesh in the physical world. And instead of giving kovoid to Hashem, by using that item bigdusha, he goes ahead and gives kovoid to the sitra achra by using the item in a sinful way. Whether it's eating in sin or living in sin, all of those chas v'shalom, all those kinds of things. And each and every single human being, to the extent that they are poigim in the physical pleasures of this world, to that extent they're being poigim in kovoid Hashem. Umishom yenikas hachoivlim, and that's where the choivlim draw their strength from. Avol b'yom haKippurim she'ein hanoyim mislabesh b'avis shel ze olam klal, whereas in Yom Kippur, where the noyam doesn't get involved whatsoever with the physical pleasures of this world. Al kein ein lahachoivlim shum yenikos. Therefore, the choivlim have nothing to draw from. V'al kein oz hu slicha su avoinos shebo miachoivlim. If the choivlim shut down, if the choivlim become botel, then the sins become botel, because we said sins are choivlim. Ki oz nizbatlim hachoivlim kanal. But the only way that a Jew can receive this benefit from Yom Kippur is if he eats on Erev Yom Kippur. Because the only way to get into Olam Haba is by first coming down into this physical world, into Olam Haza. That's why Hashem puts us in this world. In this world where the sweetness, this noyam elyon, is cloaked in the physical pleasures of this world, and a Jew has to try to give great kovoy to Hashem by conducting himself properly with the physical pleasures of this world. Then he zoicha to Olam Haba, where in Olam Haba there's no, in this world there's guf and neshama, there's spiritual and physical. In Olam Haba, the guf becomes neshama, there is no guf. V'ze b'chinas erev Yom HaKippurim v'Yom Kippur. Kiyom HaKippurim hu b'chinas Olam Haba, she'oila hakovoid manoyam b'li hislapshus b'chilushtia, where the kovoid and the noyam go up without having to be involved in anything physical. The only way a person can get to that is by first eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Because when a person eats Bigdusha, that's also something that we know plays a major role in elevating the Kovoid of Hashem. Shulchan Malochim. We have an expression throughout the Gemara that this food is fit to go on the table of kings. So we see Shulchan, the table, Achila, is associated with Malochim, Kovoid. Melech HaKovoid. K'mayshikosu b'Torah v'Yivan, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 67 in the first half of Likutei Moran. Va'oz zoichin b'yem HaKodesh Yom HaKippurim legadel kvoidoi al yedei ha'hei koilois. And then, after we have an Erev Yom Kippur, then on Yom Kippur, we're zoicha to elevate the Kovod of Hashem through the five koilois, which means the hei tfilois, the five tfilois that we see on Yom Kippur. Hanem shochim min noyam ho'elyoin, beli hislapshus klal, which come from this noyam ho'elyoin without having to be involved in anything physical in the world. We said again that this noyam ho'elyoin was associated with bina, which is the hay, that hay of Hashem's name. So that hay of Hashem's name on Yom Kippur manifests itself in the five tefillos that we see on Yom Kippur. Because we had learned earlier that tefillah is also a flow of noyam ho'elyon, ki noyam nova sehila. Shezebech nesem ha'kippurim train, imo brata salken kechoda, vohovein heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, try to understand this well, ki hadiburim adayin tzrichin biur rochov, because what we said here still quite requires great elaboration and clarification. Ve'ein hazman maskim ato levayar koroi. There, I don't have enough time to elaborate on this now, to really go into depth in explaining it. U'machmas hashikho, sheloi nishkach legamri chas v'sholom, huchrachti lirshem advorem leisato kemoi shehen, ad ya'ara lonu ruach mimorim. And because I was afraid that I might forget this, or it might be forgotten, I figured, let me put it down on paper as it is, even though it's not as clear as I would have wanted to explain it, until Hashem will give us the opportunity to elaborate and to explain further. Baruch Hashem.